The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In 2005, our kids talked us into getting a puppy, a Lhasa Apso named Coco. 2 years later, we were gifted, and I'd probably say blessed, with a second dog named Joey. A very good friend of ours moved into an apartment complex, but that dog did not make the adjustment well. So she asked, no, Esther insisted, we take the puppy. Our two girls said, yes! But Deb and I said, oh dear, I guess so. Looking back, two dogs really helped our girls take on responsibilities, and it helped both Mom and Dad, us, to see and enjoy the simpler things of life. Today, we're content with one dog, Nelson, a miniature schnauzer, which isn't too miniature, but it happened again just last week. A friend called and said Button, a Shih Tzu, needed a home as his master moved into assisted living. Oh, we said, sure, not knowing what we were getting or getting into. Button reminds me a lot of Joey. Say what you want about Joey. And, oh boy, he was a rescue dog. He was hit by a car. He had lost a bunch of brains, lost one eye, literally. As my girl said, we love blind creatures. Dad, the dog. And because of his injuries, Joey had some complications, let's just say, in life. He would bark all the time, and he didn't understand or wasn't easily trained. Well, okay, he wasn't trainable at all. But you could step on Joey, scold him, unintentionally forget to feed him, forget to let him in from outside, or just about anything. But the first chance Joey got, he'd sit at your feet, ask for a few pets, and never hold our failings against us. In fact, if one of us in the family had a bad day, Joey would come immediately to us. He was there. Oh my gosh. His loyalty and joy of life will always brighten the day. He helped us. He helped us a lot. Button reminds me a lot of our last dog, Joey. As I record this, Button is curled up right behind my chair. He loves being petted. And if I get up and go to another room, he's my shadow. Looks like loyalty is a strong trait of Button, just like Joey. Many friends who have guide dogs speak about companionship and loyalty and friendship with their dogs and what they provide. It's an important thing that especially a guide dog have. As I remember Joey and Pet Button, I can't help but say that this is a hands-on modern-day parable of loyalty. I can see up close firsthand the meaning of loyalty and friendship. Having this model or picture sure certainly helps me to understand Jesus. Jesus was loyal to the mission of saving you and me. Even when it cost his life, he was willing to do it. And having a wonderful earthly, hands-on parable of loyalty that Joey and Button give me, it encourages me to be loyal both to my family as well as to my church, as well as to people who are blind, and to everybody. And it's something we all can strive for. And I guess that's why Jesus wants us not to live for ourselves, but to live for him. Because when we live for ourselves, we end up hurting others. We'll forget them and leave them or step on them. Kind of like I sometimes did with Joey. And we'll find out about Button. I'm sure I will, because I'm a forgetful dad at times, and I'll forget. But their loyalty back to us will remind me to be better. And when we look at Jesus, boy, he certainly has been loving and loyal to us. And that can encourage us to do the same for others. Because, gosh, it's really through our loyalty that people will ask, why are we this way? And that's when we can say, well, we got a God who loves us. He was so loyal, he went to the nth degree. Say what you want, he died and rose for us. And that's the whole mission, the whole purpose, the whole reason for our living here in this world still. Oh, sure, we get to have fun and enjoyment and laughter and everything, but along the way, we should always have an eye open to be loyal to that mission, the mission of God's heart, to seek and to save the lost. Jesus forgives us, loves us, and he calls us our friend. His loyalty helps us to be loyal. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your loyalty. Your loyalty all the way to death, so you can bring us from eternal death, our own sins that separated us from the Father, to everlasting life, that we can be part of your family, here, now, as well as in eternity. Lord, help us to also be loyal. Be loyal to our family. Be loyal to the very mission you were loyal to, getting that word out of you and your love for the lost. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. And as always, I love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.